Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us as we cover the most important issues that affect human society on this planet. It is already the third day, Monday, the third day of August 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. World Net Daily and Alan Key's lawyer have posted as of yesterday a supposed Kenyan certificate of live birth. And we have articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that have the headline, New Obama Birth Certificate, Another Hoax? And we asked that question yesterday. Attorney Phil Berg will be popping in coming up in the last hour to talk about this expanding controversy for about 30 minutes. Also, I wanted to get into the moves towards forced drugging, forced psychological testing, all these different forms of tyranny, forced inoculations that are coming down on us. So we're going to have Dr. John Breeding, local psychologist and author, good friend of mine. He'll be popping in coming up in the second hour today. And we're also going to have wide open phones to discuss the host of important news stories I'm about to cover. Army National Guard advertises for internment specialists. Now, this has been posted since Friday, but I haven't really covered it in proper detail. And even some mainstream media has picked up on it, and internment means holding non-criminally charged citizens in government facilities inside the United States, and it's being advertised. Now, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Houston Chronicle, they've all reported the FEMA camps that have been built for the American people. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act funds setting more of them up. There's legislation introduced to make FEMA camps the center of every city and every community. You'll get your free health care. When you're homeless, you'll be forced to live there. This has already started in California and Hawaii. So they're going to be sold as a good thing. It talks about re-education, talks about rehabilitation. And it's advertised at army.gov, army.mil. It's advertised at Military.net, it's advertised hundreds and hundreds of places. They're advertising for internment specialists. So I want to cover that first when we get back. Then the bill to basically federalize food production and shut down family farms and ranches, it's passed. I want to go through, it's passed the House, not the Senate yet. I want to go through all the latest flu fear-mongering that's going on. And more on the big bombshell, Bin Laden worked for U.S. until 9/11, Sybil Edmonds, FBI NSA translator, now violating her gag order and coming out with more information. So we'll be working on all of that coming up today as well and how it ties in to all the public announcements of forced inoculations, army quarantines, and lockdowns of major cities that they say is coming up in the fall and winter. I don't know if all this is going to happen, but the government is saying get ready for it. They're going to do it. So we better take this serious and discuss it.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Within days of Barack Obama being sworn in back in January of this year, his surrogates, Axelrod, his chief of staff, and others, Rahm Emanuel, began to come out and say, well, the president never really said he wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class. And, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds of clips. Hundreds of clips. I mean, he pledged sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, sometimes he gave dozens of speeches a day, and it was his standard line that I pledge, I promise you, no new taxes unless you make $250,000 a year. Of course, that was a deception as well. He made it sound like an individual. It was a couple. So $125,000 a year. Then after they pay taxes, somebody making $125,000 a year is really making $75,000, $80,000 a year. So what he meant was, I promise no new taxes on anybody $80,000 a year or more. Well, now guess what? I have the Associated Press. I have Reuters. I have all these mainstream news articles and video clips of his surrogates all over TV now not just saying, oh, we never promised to not raise your taxes. They're now saying we have to and we're going to. And now I'm noticing that Democratic Party surrogates, news sites and websites, are attacking anyone as a conspiracy theorist. I actually have articles in my stack. If you come out and say he's a liar, they go, he never promised. He never. And I guess the public's going to go, yeah, he never promised. Raise our taxes. I mean, is there no end to the lying? And some people say, well, lying is just what we're supposed to expect from government. Well, if you have the attitude that that's just the way it is, if people just accept the idea that that's the way it is and government lies, then that's capitulation to corruption. And then it's just over. The sky's the limit. It's a bottomless pit of corruption, and it's over. And that is the reason that society's getting so corrupt and so bad, is that even the people are angry about the system and angry about the government, angry about the offshore corporations openly looting us of $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months in a bipartisan criminal operation, a coordinated, concerted, bipartisan gang raping, a heist. Even if people are angry about it, they're hopeless and don't believe that they can affect any change. They have no respect for themselves. You know, the big secret is you have incredible power. You can change the destiny of the world. All of you doing small things together every day in different ways will bring down the New World Order just as assuredly as the sun came up this morning and as just as assuredly as it's going to set this evening. But we have to be careful. We can't just attack Barack Obama and make it all about him, even though it's fun, to see a fraud and an inflated lie being brought down to size. At a primitive level, it feels good to count coup on the president, to go up and diss him, and to go up and feel like we're having a victory as his approval rating goes from 84 points now in many polls to 45. He's dropping several points per week right now. A week and a half ago, he was 49 points. He is dropping like a lead weight. No one has ever deflated this fast. But if we make it all about Obama and make all the lying about Obama, and if we blame him for everything, the globalists have won. They love hanging a George Bush out there to dry to take all the blame. They love hanging a Bill Clinton out there to take all the blame. They love shoving a Barack Obama out there, fooling everybody. They get maybe 6, 8, 9, 10 months max a year to push their agenda through while the public's still pacified and dumbfounded and kind of punch drunk, distracted by him. That's all he's there for. He's there to get their agenda through another big step, and then he's there to take the blame for the deceit and the lies and the betrayals to further demoralize the people to feel like no matter what they do, the politicians always betray us. So the population psychologically gives in and capitulates and has their spirit broken. And there's the added goodie of Obama that then he gets to create all this race division because there are a bunch of people who tied their egos into Obama. And so no matter what he does, no matter how many lies he tells, no matter how many betrayals he engages in, they don't care. They are going to support him to the end, and they are going to get an even more infantile psychological mindset of just bleeding like a bunch of sheep instead of going, Obama, 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 Obama. Instead of doing that over and over again, they go, racist, racist. And the media plays into that. They say, yes, anyone that doesn't like Obama is a racist. He's being criticized. Why is Obama's approval rating dropping? Well, it's racism. See, the globalists are all about dashing hopes for a few short minutes, the downtrodden, the insecure people in the minority community, and the insecure, guilt-ridden white yuppies, they get to feel like, oh, we have a moment of brotherhood and kinship and hugging. But then Obama begins to betray all his promises, and people entrench themselves and defend him because they don't want the dream to be a fraud. They don't want it to be a lie. It's like some old woman who's insecure, but who had a wealthy husband who died. The young Casanova comes into town and romances her and rubs her feet and drinks tea with her and dances and makes love to her. Why, she's 60 years old and 100 pounds overweight, but he loves her. And her son and daughters come to her and say, Mom, he's a con artist. He just wants your money. He's a slick talker. He's a long-legged Mac Daddy. Mom, he just wants you to marry him so he can take everything you've got. And she says, That's it. I'm disowning you. You're liars. And the con artist curls up next to her and says, that's right. They're just jealous of our love. They just want your money. And she banishes her son and daughter. Even though they're successful professionals and don't want her money. They're just upset looking at this con artist. You know, this 30-year-old, smooth-talking, oily-voiced, silver-tongued scammer. And then he takes her. He divorces her. And then he even sets her up and tells the police that, you know, she's doing things that are criminal so he can lock her out of the house. And then he isn't enough to get half of everything. He sells the silverware and he moves in his boyfriend. Oh, it turns out he didn't like women. You know, I'm telling you a true story I happen to know about with some people I know, but I've seen that story over and over again. You all know that story. But as she cries and loses everything, she still has a picture of him and won't admit he conned her. And that's the American people on one side. The Bush supporters won't admit they got conned. The Obama supporters won't admit they got conned. But they will hate each other. And in that, the system controls them. In that, the system is able to dominate and continue on. But if we point out to the disenfranchised, unhappy, defeated American people and say, look, we know you're angry. We know that you feel like there's no hope. But don't just blame Obama. Don't just blame Bush. They're just the front men. Let's blame the private Federal Reserve, David Rockefeller. Let's blame Lord Rothschild. Let's blame the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Let's blame the Brothmans. Let's blame the less than 100 families, less than 20 big families, who own and run the world and are experts at creating monopolies. As John D. Rockefeller the First said, competition's a sin. They want the carbon tax to bring in neo-feudalism and serfdom. They want to micromanage instead of a police state. They want to protect their ill-gotten gains and consolidate their gains and neutralize the middle class because that is their ancient enemy from which independent, free people rise that don't want to be slaves. They want you totally broken financially, buying into one of their cultures of death, one of their media cultures. They put out a whole bunch of different flavors of Kool-Aid, and they want you to obsess on the political bread and circus of Republican and Democrat instead of going, look, let's not make a cult out of bashing Obama or bashing Bush or the next Republican. Let's create a real political movement of populism to unseat the shadow government and the corrupt eugenicist elite. And if you give that message to the military and the police and the FBI and the bureaucrats, they know the truth. They've seen enough of it. They understand that it's what's happening is bad for them in the long run. They will join us, and we can get the republic back. But yes, Obama is going to jack up scores of new taxes on everybody. He's already doing it. And now the truth's coming out. But we've got to be there to make sure the fake right-wingers don't capture this anger and then energize the Republicans.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, that's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
It's a psychological game. They set out the two political parties in front of us. Same thing in England, same thing in the different countries of Europe. You'll have two dominant parties, a few sub parties. They fight with each other over power, so there is a real fight going on. But they're bought and paid for by the very same private interest. And as long as we don't go after the special interest, as long as we don't discuss the scientific dictatorship that the globalists openly write giant white papers and textbooks on, then everything else is a joke. You know, talking about, did the butler kill Michael Jackson? Did one of his assistants poison him? Did the doctor do it? That might be interesting at a tabloid level, but it doesn't matter to you and your family. You know, I talk to the police, I talk to FBI when I run into them, and I warn them. I say, you know, they're really putting poison in your water. Can I give you a government document? They're like, no, no, I don't want to see it. And they start smiling. And I go, listen, this isn't a game, okay? Just because you were preconditioned and it wasn't going on, it is. It isn't a game. It's real. Just because you laugh about it doesn't mean it's not true. Just because you laugh about Dyncorp and Halliburton caught running giant child kidnapping rings, it's real. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, BBC. You know, the Army has set up civilian inmate labor camps all over the United States publicly. But how does the media debunk it then? They go out and find the kooks, the loons, the disinformation agents, for whatever reason, that are putting out wrong information, and they focus on them and say, look, we wanted to see if FEMA camps were real. So we looked in this guy's backyard under a toadstool and didn't find one. So there, it means that'd be like, I'm 200 miles away from the Texas coast where I sit, roughly. Okay, let's be technical, 170 miles. I'm 170 miles from the Texas coast where I sit in Austin, Texas. And it'd be like if I was Glenn Beck or CNN or some other, you know, big show that have debunked FEMA camps. It'd be like, tonight we're going to investigate and see if the Gulf of Mexico exists. And then I walked out front of my office and said, well, we don't see a Gulf of Mexico. And then I went and showed some kook saying, but Billy Bob here says the Gulf of Mexico does exist in the Texas Hill Country. We're going to see if Billy Bob's right. And so I drive out to Fredericksburg, and I get up on a mountaintop, and I look out over the hills and mountains, and I say, no, I don't see an ocean. That's a straw man argument. There is a Gulf of Mexico. I will assure you, 175 miles from where I sit, south of me. It's there, and it connects to the Caribbean Sea, and Cuba's out there, and Roatan's out there, and Cozumel's out there, and Jamaica's out there, and a lot of other gorgeous places are out there, and there's a lot of ships, and a lot of boats, and a lot of fish, and a lot of sharks, and a lot of whales. Now, there's sperm whales in the Caribbean, a couple other species. I'll assure you, I mean, here's another straw man. We're going to see if whales exist. And then you don't go out and see if whales exist. You go out and find some kook that says whales are swimming in the Great Lakes. Well, you're going to find out they're not. But that doesn't mean that whales don't exist, because whales aren't in Lake Travis outside Austin, Texas. You know, if I can find a kook to say that great white sharks are in Lake Travis or saltwater crocodiles are in Lake Travis, that doesn't mean just because they're not saltwater crocodiles or great white sharks in Lake Travis, just because that's a lie, doesn't then mean that saltwater crocodiles and great white sharks don't exist. You understand this fundamental childlike device they use against us? But because the public are brought up on entertainment and never having responsibility in culture, you may have a responsibility to have to change the grease traps at the hamburger place, but people don't have a responsibility to know how the government works, to know how society operates, and to know how the ruling elite operate. I mean, even if you're some self-serving yuppie, knowing how this system works can make you a lot of money in the stock market and a lot of money in business. The globalists pay a lot of money just to have think tanks that do the type of work we do here for them. We do this for you. Now, when we come back, there's been big new FEMA camp developments in plain view. They're gearing up with a giant workforce of National Guard FEMA camp workers. Now, this is real, what we're about to cover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Thank you for joining us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, TheObamaDeception.net, and of course, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the two flagships, the twin flagships. Of course, they're not exactly twins. They're both flagships out there in the fight against the globalist. In fact, each one of those sites alone will be the biggest alternative anti-New World Order site. So we have the two biggest. Very, very proud of that and the success we've had in all of you spreading the word about PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. A lot of people claim they've got the biggest sites, but we happen to have the two biggest. Infowars.com is number one. PrisonPlanet.com is number two. And they're both rising in all the major rating systems and services, because our track record is unfortunately very accurate. I wish I was wrong. I wish we were reversing this situation. But we're very dangerous to the system because we accurately forecast and foretold their battle plans and operations, because we actually go off their white papers and the enemy's past activities in other countries. And so we know exactly what they're going to do. We just don't know exactly when they're going to do it. We know their battle plans. We know their tricks. We know what's in their bag of tricks. The question is, what card are they going to play? We know the cards they have in their fist. But do we know what they're going to play when? We know they throw curveballs. I want to break down the FEMA camps. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to briefly, before I get into that, though, thank a few of our sponsors like New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This is one of the good metals that even medical doctors on this show have recommended. Is it a silver bullet? Well, it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. It's silver, after all. No pun intended. Jaron likes that. Jaron Neihardt's a big pun person. It's true. I mean, silver bullet, it's not, won't cure everything, but it's as close as a silver bullet as you're going to get. It's great with bacteria, great with viruses. And this is a super nanoparticle. The smaller, the better. Because it just blasts holes in bacteria and viruses. And you go to the website, supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, banners up on Infowars.com, at supernaturalsilver.com. Check it out today. Also, there's eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, when they're talking about forced inoculations, martial law, lockdown, depression, world government attacks on Iran, whether it's this year or 5 years or 10 years from now, I would not sleep well at night without storable food and firearms. I'll just tell you that. Water filter, stuff like that. And it's not that I'm living in fear. I'm trying to live empowered as a steward to protect my family. And the place to get the high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, triple enamel cans, recently produced and packed, that means in the last month, eFoodsDirect.com. A lot of folks are selling stuff from 5, 10 years ago. Go to the source, the trusted name, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Watch all the free videos. Get a free brochure by calling or watch the videos online at eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I'm going to not belabor this because it's important, but I want to get to your calls. Also, coming up, we have a video up on Infowars.com. The TSA is proposing making all airport workers take implantable microchips. This is mainstream CBS News reporting this out of San Antonio. Also, NBC out of San Antonio was also reporting this. I told you, this is how it works. They always oppress the oppressors first. That's why they're making cops take GPS in their cars and bus drivers and people like that. Because if the government has to be oppressed and surveilled and treated as if they're guilty until proven innocent, or just flat guilty, then why not make us live in a system of guilty until proven innocent? And I told you, my cousin's been in the military, I don't know, it's got to be more than 20 years now. But back in like 2004, it was 2004, he shows up at my house and he says, tell him to come over and have coffee with you. And he comes over and he apologizes and says, I'd made fun of you at family reunions and stuff, saying they planned to make us all take chips. They called all the officers into a secret meeting, over 100 of us, and said, the next couple of years, get ready, we're all going to have implantable microchips. And I said, well, that's probably a psyop just to acclimate you for when they do it, as some type of proof that you've had your medical vaccines during some type of stage pandemic. Because I've studied things. That's the only way they're going to be able to really get this, is through the bioscare fear. And he said, well, okay. Now, since then, I've seen him at 4th of July and things, and he won't really talk to me about it. He's a lot nicer to me than he used to be. And has a sad look on his face when I bring stuff up to him. But he says, I'm not going to talk about it. So he now knows everything that's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, they are telling the military they're getting chips, and they have ordered some special forces as of 6 years ago that I know of to take it. And we know the Mexican Attorney General has made his employees take it, and some other third world countries have done it. This is really happening. And so Tommy Thompson, head of Health and Human Services, gave speeches at hundreds of high schools and colleges while he was Health and Human Services Secretary, criminally, on the payroll of Applied Digital Solutions. I mean, that's totally illegal. On the payroll while he's Health and Human Services head, saying every child needs a chip. And see, as authority figures, they're meant to just come out and say this openly to acclimate everyone, even though people won't accept it at first, and they're seen as weird when they say it, and shocking. They're just meant to parrot it and say it. Take a microchip, take a microchip, take a microchip for your safety, for your safety, for your safety. Prove you're not a terrorist, prove you're not a terrorist, prove you're not a terrorist. Microchip, microchip, microchip. Take a microchip, take a microchip, take a microchip. For your safety, for your safety, for your safety. We should give it to Alzheimer's patients. We should give it to Alzheimer's patients. We should give it to Alzheimer's patients. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to criminals. We should give it to children. We should give it to children. Don't let them get kidnapped. Don't let them get kidnapped. They just parrot that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until the public just gets sick of hearing about it and totally acclimated. I mean, they are scientifically bombarding you, and the Army document, the classified back in early 2000, admitted that they were just going to acclimate in the name of security and in the name of fashion, in the name of class, in the name of elitism. And what do you see? The finest bars in Miami and in London, where basically they have the equivalent of bimbos, hookers. And you pay thousands of dollars to have a membership, be able to get up into the VIP area, and then you get the girls' numbers, and then it's wink, wink. You know, the pimps just get the money for you to be a member, and then you get to have the girls. That's kind of how these modern kind of legal whorehouses work. But to get into the really good whores, you got to have a chip. And it's already happened. Just Google, nightclub makes patrons take chip. And to get into the area with the young 18-year-old girls who are ready to roll, you got to take the chip. And these guys go and they take it because they are going after that hot little number. They're chasing that lovely lady. Now, is that not devilish? So they just parrot it over and over again. And then also, you know, 10 years ago we come out and say, we don't want the chip. There's this plan to do it. And they say, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist, doesn't exist. He's crazy. He's going to parrot that. And then now, yeah, it exists. It's for your safety. And Reuters headlines, prisoners in California to get chips. And then everybody gets mad and lawsuits get filed, and so they withdraw it. But then now in some third world countries like Guatemala, they are chipping prisoners. See, it has begun. Now, it's the same thing on FEMA camps. When Glenn Beck, a month and a half before he did his debunking, said, I believe FEMA camps are real, we're going to expose it, and then every other night hyped it, I said that he was going to debunk it. And I said how he was going to debunk it, and I even made the call of that he would go up and show the Illinois train station. And he did exactly as I said he would. Because we've debunked that, and we know they monitor everything we do. I've talked to some of his producers. They admit it to me. Some of the Fox folks are fans, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're listening right now. I want to say hi to the folks at Fox, because they need to act like me just enough to make sure we don't revolutionize and shift the paradigm into liberty and freedom and constitutionalism, not fake republicanism as the false counter they're building up to Obama, where they're going to screw us again. See, they're out of power now, so they can act like they're anti-New World Order. And I'm not bragging. I'm trying to explain to people. I know their game plan. This is all I do. I have dreams at night about this. 24 hours a day, I'm on the job. Essentially, no. 24/7, 7-day work week. I'm here because I know we have a good chance of beating these people, and the payoff of liberty and freedom to our future generations is incalculable. It's worth everything. It's worth our lives. And so I'm putting it all on the line and really deeply studying all their different operations. And one cannot really be told about it. One has to start learning about it, get into this information, start researching, and then you'll end up knowing what I know. A lot of you do. A lot of you know more than I know in many aspects in different areas that you specialize in studying. And you help boost the level of knowledge and info. And the establishment's disinfo and honeypots and planning disinfo and dissension in our ranks, it isn't working anymore as we pull away from all that and as we develop really immunities to it or a resistance to it. Now, on the subject of FEMA camps, they come out and they do the straw man. We sent to Glenn Beck in the weeks before packets, registered mail, to Fox, and we emailed him. And I told listeners email him by the millions of listeners. I'm sure thousands of you did what I asked. We gave out his email and we said, send him the civilian inmate labor camp program. Send him these video clips of Congress testifying about the FEMA camps for internment of citizens. Send him the Miami Herald. Send him the Houston Chronicle. Send him the Wall Street Journal. Send him the New York Times. Send him thousands and thousands of documents. But he didn't do it. He covered it and said it didn't exist. Now, this is 31E Internment Resettlement Specialist for the National Guard. And in the last 5 years, they've trained large portions of the Army in military police actions. They've trained the regular Army in this. They've never done this before. They admit they've set up FEMA camps. They admit they're preparing and top-off exercises in NLE 09 for mass roundups, mass arrest, mass forced inoculations. CNN, Fox, they all admit, the White House admits they're preparing to lock down cities, forced inoculations. And if we expose what they're doing and show this game plan, they may back off and stop. If we do that, and people are. And so then their PSYOP will be, because they always apply pressure, we resist, they partially back off. Then they apply pressure again, we resist, they back off again. But after 4 or 5 exercises of these cycles, you've got a constriction of more than 50% of our liberties. There's not much more to give. So it gets harder for them as they pressurize our freedom to crush out those last embers of flame. But their wet blanket is the staged flu pandemic. That's the hysteria. That's the fear. I mean, they can't just even nuke a city or blow up some more buildings and say, we've got to put you in FEMA camps. We've got to, you know, take your liberties. We've got to set up checkpoints and have political police and have everybody categorized as different types of travelers, as they're now announcing. Everybody gets a designation now, even if you have no criminal record. They've got to have something where everyone's suspect, and that is microbes, the flu. That's their perfect pretext. That's how Hitler actually locked down different minority groups, was saying they spread disease. And that I have all these German propaganda war films where it showed their political enemies as rats and as fleas and saying they spread disease. See, it's the same system. And so they want to hire tens of thousands of 31Es, internment resettlement specialists, and this is all part of the civilian inmate labor camp program, from 86 to 97, it was secret, 12 locations with U.S. citizens on them. They've been operating since the 80s. They declassified them in 97. Internment resettlement specialists in the Army are primarily responsible for day-to-day operations in a military confinement correctional facility or detention internment facility. Did you hear that? See, this is Homeland Security is the receivership arm to break the back of the country, bring in the police state, and set the precedent. And they'll have the camps. The camps are going to help people. The camps are going to help the homeless. The camps are going to have Sunday night movies. The camps are going to, you know, have rock stars come and play for them. And then that will set the precedent that America is now a camp. This is being eased into slavery. This is domestication. Internment resettlement specials provide rehabilitative, that's your reeducation, health, welfare, and security. You hear welfare, that's CPS taking your kids, to U.S. military prisoners within a confinement or correctional facility. Provide custody, control, supervision, and security to internees. Internees, like the Japanese. This is non-criminals. Read the definition. Within a detention internment facility, conduct inspections, prepare written reports, coordinate activities of prisoners, internees, and staff personnel. Some of your duties as an internment resettlement specialist may include. We'll come back and go over all this today. This is from Army.mil and NationalGuard.com. Glenn Beck will probably do a show saying it doesn't exist. Counting on you not going to the Army's website and finding out it's real.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
A lot of people have childlike minds. They don't want to believe they're building FEMA camps all over the country. They are. They admit they are. And they're now starting to sell the public on why we have them and why we need them. Now notice, for more than 20 years, they've been building this infrastructure perfectly integrated for what's beginning to happen right now. Financial collapse and biological pandemics. And right as the program is being completed, they now are preparing to use them. Now, if anybody's got half a brain out there, that proves this is staged. I mean, they're not just building this archipelago of FEMA camps and police and military and militarization and police and DHS reports demonizing gun owners and veterans. And they staged the 9/11 attacks to build the police state apparatus. Now they flipped it around and say, oh, guess what? NORTHCOM, number one mission is fighting the American people. And states that try to secede and veterans, foreign corporations have engaged in a corporate takeover. And they've dotted every I, they've crossed every T to make sure they can take this country over. And you're like, okay, well, I'll just work for them. They're eugenicists, dummy. A lot of you sociopaths go, that's fine. I'll just work with them. Oh, yeah. Oh, these are worse than Nazis. Nazis only wanted to kill certain groups, and that was bad enough. These people want to kill everybody. And by worse than Nazis, I mean worse for you in that they're going after everybody. From the perspective of a German, it might have been okay. But look how it ended up for them. Per capita, Germans ended up getting the worst. Not just the Russians, not just the Jews, not just the Americans or the British or the French. 20+ million, conservatively, Germans died. That's what the servants got. And this was supposedly all for them. Listen to me carefully and let it sink in. There is no more denial. You just Google 31E internment. 31E internment. I did this. Hundreds, monster.com, help wanted websites, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the National Guard. Everybody's getting into internment. And I understand the full operation. In fact, coming up, not in the next hour, but in the hour after that, I'm going to detail this and get into the flu. I'm going to come back in the next segment, take a few phone calls on the subject, and we have a guest in studio. But training, job training for an internment resettlement specialist requires 19 weeks, one day on, of one station unit training, which includes basic training and advanced individual training. Part of the training is spent in the classroom and part in the field at camps. Some of the skills you learn about: military laws and jurisdictions, level of force procedures, unarmed self-defense techniques, police deviance and ethics procedures, interpersonal communication skills, close confinement operations, search and restraint procedures, got to catch the slaves when they run, use of firearms, custody and control procedures. Skills, helpful attributes include an ability to think and react quickly, an ability to remain calm in a stressful situation when you're breaking up people's family, and interest in law enforcement and crime prevention. And see, the people are going to fill the camps as we go into the Depression. And they're going to fill the camps with the inoculations. And then see the precedent set. Well, yeah, we got camps to save everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.